This weekend, a month-long synod of Roman Catholic bishops ended at the Vatican. Discussion was often overshadowed by the tragic events of September 11th. The bishops issued a final message strongly condemning both terrorism and gross inequalities between nations. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Pope John Paul II closed the synod with a solemn mass at St. Peter's Basilica.
Venerabili fratelli nell'Episcopato, fratelli e sorelle qui convenuti.
The official topic of the synod was the role of the bishop in the contemporary world. Speeches were held behind closed doors, and the Vatican tried to keep a tight lid on the proceedings. But it soon emerged that the key issue was decision-making power. Who has it, at what level, and who should be involved? John Allen is the Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter.
There was a very strong tension in the synod between those who want to defend the centralized system where most of the decisions are made in Rome and those who feel that in a globalized world in which diversity is an increasingly important value, you need to have some flexibility.
Over the last several years, the Roman Curia, or Vatican bureaucracy, has become increasingly powerful, not only on theological issues, but even in how liturgical texts are translated. Seemingly trivial decisions, such as changing a parish's name or remodeling a cathedral, have been taken over by Rome. Bishop Joseph Fiorenza, president of the U.S. Bishops' Conference, told the synod the church has a problem with over-centralization. And one working group headed by Orlando Quevedo of the Philippines called for a relationship of co-responsibility, consultation, mutual trust, and charity. The strongest call for decentralization came from South African bishops who proposed that collegiality be recognized as official dogma. However, the loudest applause was heard during the speech delivered by Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, the Pope's theological watchdog and a staunch defender of the Curia and of official dogma. Still, Vatican observers say that compared to the last synod in 1999, calls for greater democracy inside the church have multiplied. John Allen says the debate over power sharing between the center and the periphery has always existed.
But I think what is new about this meeting is that I think the call for decentralization came not just from Western Europe and from North America, which is where it usually comes from most publicly, but it also came from Asia, it came from Africa, it came from Latin America. This meeting made it clear that this is a global issue that the church is going to have to deal with.
A few weeks ago, on the margins of the Bishops' Assembly, several hundred representatives of progressive Catholic groups held a shadow summit in Rome. They criticized what they called the world's last absolute monarchy and demanded reforms in the church, such as the ordination of women priests and the end of required priestly celibacy. John Allen says that sitting in the same room with the Pope, even the most liberal bishop would have difficulty raising issues that are a direct challenge to the core principles of his pontificate.
And you see, decentralization is a strategy for dealing with these bigger problems, because if you had fewer decisions made in Rome and more decisions made in the local level, then you would have flexibility on all these points the Shadow Synod was raising. So that's the way the issue gets talked about here.
As is customary, at the end of a synod, the bishop submitted a series of proposals to the Pope, who will ultimately decide what to do with them. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.